Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, The Burt Show.
In this War of the Roses, again, she's trying to catch her man cheating on her, so she calls him on the air. Frankly, I don't know why you guys do this, but I sure am glad you do. And the conclusion to this one, we never saw coming.
May I please speak with Christian?
Speaking.
Christian, hi, this is Lindsay from the Petal Posse. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Actually, we're a new flower shop in the area, and your name came up in our database.
Okay.
So we are giving you free flowers, and you can send them to someone. Are you interested in receiving free flowers?
Oh, that's free?
Yeah, totally free. It's actually a dozen long stem red roses. And like I said, we're a brand new shop in the area. We're just looking for more business. So hopefully, you know, you might recommend us. If you do, if you don't, it's no big deal. We're just trying to get our name out there.
Hey, sure, why not? Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, first I need to fill out a card, Christian. First of all, who would you like to send the roses to?
Oh, okay. Let me send it to April.
April, okay, and Christian, what would you like the card to say?
Thoughts of you, thinking of you.
Thoughts of you, thinking of you, okay?
Just thinking of you, Christian.
Thinking of you, Christian.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Hey, Christian?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Bert calling from Q100 Radio.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, man. We have Autumn on the line with us.
You're going to send my sister flowers?
Hello?
Christian, I know what you've been up to now. You call.
That's your sister?
That is my 18-year-old sister. A girl who's practically half your age, Christian. You know, you should have just told me about this. You didn't have to go by my back and my sister.
Hey, Christian.
Yeah?
Autumn kind of thought that there was something going on with you and somebody else. She didn't know who it was, and she sent you these roses hoping that you would send them back to her, and you just sent them to her sister, and she's been listening to the whole thing.
I can't believe you, Christian.
Is there a reason why you're sending them to her sister?
No, I don't know. I know.
It's over, Christian, in case you hadn't noticed.
Autumn, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been better, but I tell you what, you know.
I am so sorry.
I'm so sorry, Autumn.
Me too. You know what? My sister, oh, she's going to have some explaining to do. I tell you what.
When has he met your sister?
Well, you know, we've been together for 9 months. We went to Christmas dinner with everybody, and New Year's Eve, we all went out. You know, she's a kid. We took her out with us, got her a fake ID and everything. It's really unbelievable.
How old is he?
He's 34 years old.
Oh, man.
Oh,
God, that's so not good.
I thought this was the one. Well, I guess it's good to know that.
I am so sorry. That really, really sucks.
It's probably the worst news you can get.
Well, I tell you what, guys, you have really brightened my day. At least I know where not to be going. So thanks very much.
Sometimes, you know, you've had that feeling. So, maybe somehow the closure, you know, will help you out.
It's better to know.
It's better to know, you know. It's better to know who you can trust and who you can't. Yeah. So it's a hard lesson. But
I'll tell you what we are going to do. I know this is... This is very small, but we're going to go ahead and turn around, and we're going to send you the roses from Kroger, okay?
Thanks.
Okay. Hey,
thanks very much.
Autumn, you stay strong, okay?
I will.
Sorry,
thanks,
Autumn.
You guys.
All right.
Okay, have a good one.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Everybody has their insecurities. Mine happens to be thy whole booty region, and with good reason.
I have to go in for the full-on... check up again today.
You get the bum touch.
And that means you go on in and yep.
Booty test.
I have never.
Booty test.
And what's the booty test? Because, you know, I've had physicals before and I've never had to have anybody insert anything up my.
It sucks.
Well, it's because women don't have prostates.
Yeah, that's it. So it's the prostate test. Okay.
And you are going to enjoy that test.
I told these guys before and they promised not to make fun of me. That whole region is very sensitive to me because when I was much younger, Jeff, like almost an infant.
18.
No. That I was born with a really, really teeny rosebud. And my dad had to stretch it with his pinky every night when I was a kid in order for me to poop.
Whoa,
correctly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I told this story before. So now I hate anything associated with that region, man.
Yeah, were you sure you had to do it?
Yeah, yeah. That's not something you volunteer for.
Well, I'm saying somebody really told him, hey, stretch your son's rosebud.
Yeah, they tried enemas for a while and they weren't working and all that. So, he had to vast. Yeah, it was horrible.
You know, it was a whole new definition to Orson Welles' film.
You're in a back street all the time. I think
awful. Awful. Oh.
Now, your dad having to do it is a stretch because I have seen
She said stretch.
Because I have seen the ads in the back of Creative Loafing. No. There are plenty of people who would do that.
Awful, awful. I mean, it happened when I was like, seriously, like infant to three. It was like 3 years. And I still remember I can remember the panic.
So you know, first going to say to the doctor, no, daddy, don't today.
You know, women are always talking about how bad they got it with the pregnancy and, you know, the monthly thing and all that and the mood swings and yada, yada, yada. But you know what? Don't you think God was playing a pretty mean joke when he took the prostate and put it inside your ass?
Well, you know,
what do you want it on top of your forehead?
Well, you know, it could be anywhere more convenient. Why couldn't it be under your tongue?
How often do you have to do the prostate check?
Once a year for a physical check.
So that's kind of equal to the gynecological exam there, Jeff.
Yeah, and let's not. Come on, gynecological exams are probably the most painful. There is something called a pap smear.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fun.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you call the aren't the thing?
Where they crank it all open?
Yeah, the jaws
of life.
They
put a wrench in the jaws of life inside of you. you have to get a gynecological exam.
They stretch out.
Yeah, I know. Already know the feeling. I already know.
He had it happen to him in 12 months.
There is no more panic for me than because. I think it's a yearly check where they do it. Maybe it's not because
for you it is.
I know that there are certain times where I'll go into the doctor's office and I'm unsure if they're going to do it or not. And the doctor knows ahead if he's going to have to perform that. So when I open up the doctor's door, you know, you get out of the lobby and he brings you over to the little examining room and you have to sit there and you know, think about it for an hour before he comes in there. When you open up the door, generally they have like a big pile of KY on a paper towel, and once you see that, and there's a rubber glove right next to it, and once you see that, you know, game on. And that's when the panic just starts setting in.
You know what I would hate? I think you should try to enjoy it the next time you get it done.
Put on some mood music and light a candle.
It sucks, man.
Light a candle where?
Stacey. My wife to this day has still not seen my booty. I am so sensitive to that whole region.
He said hole.
Hello.
Morning. Yes. Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hello. I'm just coming off of work from Earthlink, and we're getting on 285, and I'm hearing you talk about your father.
Yeah.
But he's Pinky.
Yeah.
And you're, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that on radio. I can't believe it.
Well, I only said it because they made a promise that they would never make fun of me because I shared something so embarrassing.
Whatever. I'm laughing at you right now.
All bets are off.
You know, it's. I think you can make the promise never to mock someone until they share the story of their dad's digit in your ass. And then, like, I don't think there's any way.
You think my kids will express it that way, too? Daddy, tell me the digit in the ass story again.
It's a new sitcom on Fox.
Do you think maybe that is a reason that there's tension between you and your father?
There's far more than that, but I think it's probably where it started.
Like, maybe.
I remember my mom came in with these big red enema bags, man, to this day.
Well, they like the big Acme size?
It felt like it, you know, because at 3 years old, I mean, they looked like they were, you know, like the size
three?
Of a satellite. Oh, my God.
I
every
you said,
night.
You said infant, not
no, from
toddler.
There until three. 3 years of
your
this.
Your dad is stretching your ass at age
three. 3 years. Now you know why I hate going in and getting that test. I'm now, so sensitive to that area.
Is that the average time to stretch out a rectum? 36 months?
I don't know. Go to Google.com. Do the research.
The Bird Show.
Here's a woman that's been generating music in four different decades. She's constantly in the media spotlight. She's been nominated for Oscars. She's won Grammys. And now she's reached the apex. She joined the Burt Show. This is Cher on Q100.
Hey, Cher.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. We missed you on Friday.
I know. I'm sorry.
I remember talking to you at another radio station a couple years ago and hearing a great story about, was it your wedding band? And Rick Dees.
Oh, that's right. I was on the show and people were calling in and this woman called in and she said, "I think I have your original wedding band." And I thought, how could that possibly be? And then we met and her husband had found it. He had been doing some work at our old house. Sonny actually was remodeling. I didn't live there anymore. And he found it out by a dumpster. It was like in the dirt and he picked it up and threw it in his pocket.
Wow.
And how did she know it was yours? Was it engraved?
Well, no, it said Sonny on it because when Sonny and I were first married, I had a ring that said Sonny, he had a ring that said Cher, and they were in silver. And then later, we got them in gold. We just put them then in a box, and somehow, this woman's husband found it. It got ripped out under the carpet, and the guys just threw it away because, you know, it was just kind of a funky silver ring.
Is it true that when you met Sonny, he was a meat delivery man?
No, he had been. When I met him, he was a promotion man. He worked for Phil Spector. He had hauled meat. He had, you know, the freeways to Disneyland, but of course you wouldn't know the freeways to Disneyland. But he had helped pour out some of the freeways to Disneyland with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, no kidding. Is that right?
Wild.
What was your first impression when you laid eyes on him? Because at looking at you two as a couple, I'm telling you, it wouldn't be a couple that you would think would be together physically.
Let's see. I was at a radio station. I was downstairs from a radio station called KFWB. Sonny walked in. I was sitting with some promotion people and a guy named Wink Martindale, who was on a jockey on
sure.
KFWB.
Tic-tac-toe. I remember him in his TV days,
Wink Martindale. And Son walked in, and everybody said, "Oh, look, there's Sonny. And I turned around and looked at him, and I just was, I have to say, I was just mesmerized because he didn't have really long hair, but he had ridiculously strange and long hair for the time. He had a Caesar haircut, which was like pointy coming down on his face, and he had Beatle boots on, and I'd never even heard of the Beatles, and he just was dressed like no one I'd ever seen, and I just was fascinated with him.
Would it be safe to say that one of the most painful days that you've ever had was the day that Sonny died?
I was never really that close to anyone who died. I mean, I haven't had that many deaths around me, and so I was completely unprepared for it, and I'd never had that feeling before.
That was a fantastic eulogy you gave at his service, by the way.
Oh,
I think a lot of people were touched with that, but because, of course, when you think of Sonny, you think of Cher.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Well, yeah.
So
you kind of do.
Yeah. I mean, even though you live separate lives, you know, at that point, I think that people still find the memories of the two of you together to be, you know, quite charming.
On Valentine's Day, I went to this thing for Bono. It was a huge gathering, maybe 5,000 people, and it was to honor him for the Heart Association. When I got there, the guys from REM said, come backstage, and when I went backstage, they were all sitting around with guitars, and they said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to sing I Got You, Babe, for him. And I said, well, you know, I've never really sung I Got You, Babe, with anyone but Sonny. I said, well, I, you know, once with Beavis and Butthead, but that was a cartoon. I wasn't even like doing it. Right. So I said, I'm not sure I'd be able to do it. They went, no, no, you'll be able to do it. And then they told me this story about one time Bono was in an elevator, and there was this guy in the elevator, and neither one of them looked at each other, and then elevator opened and the guy got off and he turned around and he looked at him and he went, you pronounce it Bono, and it was Sonny. that story was so charming. I said, okay, I'll do it. So we sang I Got You, Babe, to Bono, and it was really great.
What is really the secret behind being a Cher or a Madonna, somebody that can generate hits and generate talk? I mean, we're talking about 4 or 5 decades now, where you're in an industry of so many one-hit wonders and so many fly-by-night musicians. You've been able to somehow evolve and capture people and their attention for so long. Is that a gift you have, or is that the product of good marketing? What do you contribute that to?
I think it's luck. I don't have any answers for that because I'm amazed myself. I mean, for a while, you know, I went off into another part of my career where I just, you know, started acting, and I think that made people interested for, you know, that made them kind of, I mean, look, we went from music to TV, and then I went to acting, and I don't know, I think sometimes people, you've just been around so long, and people just know everything about you, and, you know, I've been around for, I mean, if you had come to the Believe concert, you would have seen, like, old grandmothers and kids 3 years old. It was kind of amazing to me.
Has there ever been a point, though, when you've said, all right, I'm sick of the public knowing about my private life, everything?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've gotten to that point millions of times, and it's not really so much about the public. Sometimes it's like about the tabloids that, you know, they won't leave me alone, or they, you know, I've had boyfriends that they just hounded us and said horrible things. And if you've noticed, sometimes I just go away and you don't hear about me for, you know, a year or two. And then when I'm ready, I come back.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
When we talked to Cher, she pretty much gave us exactly what we were looking for. She was down to earth, open about everything in her life, and is embarrassed about nothing. This is Cher on The Burt Show on Q100. I was on the internet yesterday doing a little research on what was going on in your life, and I ran into what I consider a fantastic article by your daughter Chastity, and she was interviewing you for The Advocate.
Right.
As honest an interview as I have ever read, and you were so incredibly honest with her about your feelings when she first told you that she was a lesbian. I just felt reading the thing that you two were so connected. But then, and I came in and I told the guys about it this morning, and they said that maybe they thought that you guys were estranged again. And I said, that can't be.
No, I mean, and also that article was, it was so strange to be interviewed by your daughter because there's no way you can lie.
Right.
First of all, you just don't do it. You know, you try not to. I always try to tell the truth in interviews, but with Chas, it was especially, you know, like, she knew the right questions, and, you know, and she's has been there for the whole time, so.
So, for those of you that don't know, when you found out that your daughter was a lesbian, and I guess it was one of the tabloids that really called her out, right?
Yeah.
You had a different reaction than you thought you might, right?
Well, I had kind of, as I said, I had a very unshare-like reaction because I have so many gay friends, but I think it's different. I mean, you really are called to believe what you, you know, like you really have to know that you believe what you say you believe. And it took me a while, you know, to really get to that point, honestly, to say, you know, this doesn't bother me. I'm fine with it. And I thought that that would have been something that would have just happened immediately, but it really didn't. So Jess thought it was really important, too, for other parents. So that's why we really did that article.
Sure. If you had to give advice to the parents of not even suspecting now that their children are going to tell them this weekend that they're gay, what advice would you give to the parents, and what advice would you give to the kids how they should break it to their folks?
Well, first for the kids, I would break it to the person in your family that you think is going to be the most receptive and then work backwards. If you have an uncle or a brother or a sister, someone that you think is really going to be the most receptive, because it's such a hard thing to tell anyone that you have to try to pick someone who's going to at least be the most on your side. And then for parents, you know, it's a difficult thing, but you have to remember that you really love your children, and they are basically the same people, and that they really need your support. So, you know, you have to take a deep breath and kind of sit back and go slowly and try not to overreact, I mean, which is what I must say I did. The rough thing for me was that everyone in our group and my family had known about it, and I was the last person. So I think a lot of it for me, too, was not being in the loop, so to speak.
Hey, Cher, why has the gay community embraced you so well?
Gay guys either like you or they don't. I don't know if you can really tell why. It's just something that, you know, they just either bond with you or they don't.
She's got fabulous clothes, a fabulous attitude, and fabulous songs. So that's
well,
why they
you know
love
what, but I'm not so sure that's enough, you know? There's something else that happens. I mean, it doesn't hurt, for sure. I think that it's not exactly enough.
Right.
True or false, you were supposed to be in Thelma and Louise?
Yeah, I actually turned it down because I didn't like the ending, so that was really stupid. But you know, I think that if they belong to you, they come to you, and if not, they don't. So obviously that just didn't.
True or false, you have dyslexia?
True.
Boy, that's got to be tough.
How frustrating is that when you have to read a script
or
something?
Yeah.
I also have kind of a photographic memory. I get confused when I'm dialing long distance because I always transpose the numbers. And I have to read really slowly, but once I read something, I pretty much can commit it to memory. So scripts are kind of easy for me.
Was Napster a good thing or a bad thing for people in your industry?
It was a bad thing.
Really bad thing.
Yeah. It was kind of rough because it's like other people get paid for their work. You know, everyone, I mean, you do a job and you get paid for it. Napster kind of just pulled the rug right out from under you.
Is it still cool, like, I mean, when you're driving down the road and you hear Song for the Lonely, your new single, after all these years, is it still a blast to hear yourself on the radio, or is it just ho-hum, I'll change to another station now?
I think kind of the more you go, especially after your kind of sell-by date, you know, it gets more amazing to you, and I'm always thrilled. I mean, I always get excited when I hear a song on the radio.
Cher, totally awesome talking to you this morning. It was well worth the Friday.
I'm glad I got back to you guys, and I'm sorry about Friday.
It's okay. Thanks so much, Cher. Good luck with the new CD.
Bye
now.
You're on The Burt Show.
You know how when you're dating, you look for Mr. or Mrs. Right? Everybody has characteristics that you're looking for in somebody else. Well, our intern Tracy is attracted to one type of guy, and one type of guy only. You have to be in a band. Tracy, the intern.
Yep.
Yesterday, told us that she has been watching a guy for about 3.5 years.
I'm not stalking him.
Not stalking, okay. But just from afar.
Yeah, I've known him for 3.5 years. I went out with his roommate like twice, and then I developed this huge crush on him. But he's always had a girlfriend, so we're not going to mention any names. He doesn't anymore, but just in case.
Can you tell us what band he's in?
Well, that would give it away, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would probably give it away too, but he is in a band. So
Of course he is.
Of course.
Oh, really? There was a chance he dated somebody who's not in a band?
Most of the guys I have dated seriously weren't in bands. It's just the ones
Well, they were roadies, and you were just hoping to get into a dressing room.
Okay.
Tracy will not look at a guy unless he has a guitar in his hand.
Drumsticks,
whatever.
That'll work too.
But if you carry speakers for a big enough band, she'll look at you too.
So for 3 years, you've been watching this guy. You're thinking, yeah, he's so hot. He's so cute.
I mean, I didn't see him all the time. Like, I would see him every couple of months and then hope that, you know, a couple of months had passed and they had broken up, but they never had. So I saw him Tuesday night. I hung out with him because he played. So I went down there and I was supposed to hang out with him last night, but instead of having a story, I need advice.
Okay, it was supposed to be a big deal yesterday because she came in here and she said how excited she was.
Yeah.
This is like the Super Bowl of dating for her.
Yeah.
She's been waiting for this guy for 3.5 years.
And it was finally going to happen.
And I couldn't wait to hear about the date. This is it.
It was going to be huge. So
kickoff last night was supposed to be at 8 o'clock and it never even happened.
Well, here's what happened, okay?
It all comes down to a sports analogy for a guy.
I know that, right? I love it. So I showed up Tuesday night and he was all excited to see me. And I mean, all of his friends were there, but he paid more attention to me than he did anybody else, came up, gave me a huge hug, was standing there talking to me, got on stage, played. As soon as he got off stage, I was the first person he came and talked to, stood there, went around, said hi to everybody else.
You must have felt great.
And came right. What, are you making fun of me?
He's still stage sweaty, and he's talking to me.
Yeah, I was the first
one. It's stage sweat. Did he give you a little different than normal sweat.
Did he give you his pick? Hey, baby, thank you for coming out to the show. Excuse me 1 minute.
Jeff,
I need to go
towel
off. Jeff,
you can't hear the story, man.
I was on tonight, wasn't I, darling? And
why
I'll tell
do
you
I
why.
Do this?
Because I played a little extra hard because I saw you in the front row.
Okay, I'm done with my story now.
Did you go to this concert alone?
No, my friend Tara went with you.
She had a wingman with her.
Did you do the?
You can't go by yourself.
He came down off stage and he was toweling himself off and he flicked his picks out to the audience. And here you go. And then you saw him coming at you and you say, Tara, go away. Go, 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 go away. Go away. Go away. Go, go.
Did he give you the sweaty hair flick? The rock and roll hair flick?
Okay. This is not 1986.
You guys are the biggest nerds. She's not dating someone from Kiss.
Yeah, he's got a hair band.
Okay.
Bert.
At any point during the show, did he say, I wrote this one for you, and point down to the gaggle of groupie women down in the front corner of the stage. I wrote this one just for you, and you guys all at the same time
went, broke into a Journey cover.
Every rose has its thorn.
No,
so he comes off stage.
So yeah,
and you're the first groupie he comes to.
Don't see now.
I mean, first girl he comes to.
Right. He says hi to everybody else, and he comes right back to me. Sure. And my friend Tara's like, yeah, he likes you. And like I said, 3 years ago, I went out with his roommate twice. And then he mentioned to me that this person is now getting married, which was really shocking to all of us. And he said, yeah, we all just assumed I would be the first one to get married. So I was like, well, yeah, because, you know, you have a girlfriend, you always have. And he's like, well, you haven't talked to me in a while. So then I was all excited.
Green light. Big time green light right there.
Doesn't
all
have
right.
a girlfriend anymore.
It's Tracy on. Rips off her shirt, starts rubbing her breast.
She elbows
face.
The four other groupies off him, and she's like, I'm ready to go.
No. And then he starts asking me, he's like, well, what about you? Who are you seeing?
You. I am seeing you, and I have been for 3 years.
Right.
You just don't know it.
We have no lives. We're all like, hey, tell us more.
Here, I've been dating you. Look at all the pictures that I've altered digitally. Look.
And I've already set the wedding date. I hope you don't mind.
Okay, go on.
So then he starts asking me who I was dating, and I was like, nobody. And then, so we got a little bit more flirty, and he asked me what I was doing Monday night. And I said, I don't know. Why? He's like, well, do you want to hang out Monday night? And I was like, yeah. He's like, really? You want to? And
was
I was
he
like,
playing a gig? Or was it just like
no,
a you and him
gonna,
going out?
He was just going to, he was just coming to town.
Okay. Me and the guys are getting together to work out a new sound. And I was thinking maybe you'd want to combine, just hang out.
You want to sit in on a jam session? Okay, so you made plans to go out last night.
Well,
I'm sure he's going to take you to Fuddruckers or whatever.
you have to pick him up after he finishes waitering at Chili's.
He doesn't know.
Okay.
Poor Tracy. Anyhow, okay, so that was Tuesday night. And right. He said that he would call me within the next few days. Just to make sure that, you know, that he was definitely coming to town and we were going to hang out Monday night.
I'll give you a jingle, baby. Ciao.
So I'm thinking, you guys are making this so much worse than it is.
Any chance you had of actually having a date with him has now been completely crushed.
No, I don't.
He didn't listen
to
us. He's far too hip for us.
Yeah, exactly. So Saturday he calls me and I got a message and he said, you know, hey, I'm coming to Atlanta. I'm going to hang out with some friends. Just wanted to know what you're up to. So maybe I'll call you later. But either way, I just want to say that Monday night's awesome for me. I hope it'll work for you. And then I didn't call him back that night because I figured he's leaving. I'm not going to be able to get in touch with him. So I called him the next day and I was just like, hey, it's me. I'm calling you back. Give me a call. And then I got an email yesterday saying he has the flu and he wasn't coming to town afterwards.
Oh, man.
But he did like give me like rattle off like a list of like all of these days that he was going to be here and hopefully sometime in between and he still really wants to hang out.
Well, I mean, you've given the guy 3.5 years. You can certainly give him another couple of weeks.
I know, but it sounds like he must like me, right? Like, why would he go in? Okay, no.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's so into you.
No, he seems pretty interested.
Well, then why would he even bother saying let's hang out to begin with? And why would he have called me Saturday night?
Yes, he could very much. I think he likes you. So why don't you email him back today and go, you know, I'm working at Q100. I'm a really big deal, and I have a lot of events coming up. So why don't we try to pigeonhole a date right now?
So you'll make me out to be a bigger deal when you meet him?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, this is gonna be the Tracy show. We're gonna have jingles made and everything.
For real?
Yeah, sure.
Tracy, we'll get her in. You look so good. You don't look good. We will make you look so flat.
So if I pull the radio card, you'll totally back me up on it.
Oh sure. Here's the thing. I think with a guy, because again, you know, I really believe that dating is a chess game. And as much as we say that we want pure honesty from the start, I think that's crap. I think there's a certain amount of head games that goes into every bit of dating, at least in the first couple of weeks, you know? I think with a guy that's in a rock band, I think what you have to do is ignore him. I think you have to totally keep him on his toes and make him chase you. So I think you call him back and you say something like, yeah, not a big deal. Just call me when you get around to it.
Well, that's what I didn't even call him. I just emailed him back and I'm like, okay, yeah, no problem. Just let me know when you're in town.
And yeah, that's cool. I think it's not a big deal.
Okay. I definitely think you're on the right track when you had the business cards made up that said executive assistant to Leslie Frank. I definitely think that's two steps in the right direction with him.
In fact, I think the next time you guys make a date, I think you call him and you go, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's a great.
Really?
Yes.
Always play hard to get with the boys.
I'm totally into games. I mean, that's so bad to say, but yeah, I mean, I'm not going to call you back every time you call me and... I don't call guys usually. Like, they have to call me.
Keep them on his toes. Keep them running for you.
So it's okay that like I superimpose my head on your headshots?
Do whatever you got to do to get this guy. we totally condone that.
It'll be very interesting to see which one of the four of us you take off, though.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.